They laid Boromir in the middle of the boat that was to bear him away. The elven cloak they folded and placed beneath his head. The golden belt of Lórien gleamed about his waist. His helm they set beside him, and across his lap they laid the cloven horn and the hilt and shards of his sword. Sorrowfully, they cast loose the funeral boat. There Boromir lay, restful, peaceful, gliding upon the bosom of the flowing water. Slowly his boat departed, waning to a dark spot against the golden light, and then suddenly it vanished. The rush and thunder of the fall shook the windless air.
They will look for him from the White Tower of Minas Tirith, but he will not return from mountain or from sea. Boromir has taken his road, and now we must make haste to choose our own.
Our choice, then, is either to take the remaining boat and follow Frodo, or else to follow the orcs on foot. There is little hope either way. We have already lost precious hours.
Let me think. And now may I make a right choice and change the evil fate of this unhappy day. I will follow the orcs. I would have guided Frodo to Mordor and gone with him to the end. But if I seek him now in the wilderness, I must abandon the captives to torment and death. My heart speaks clearly at last. The fate of the bearer is in my hands no longer.
Afternoon was fading when Aragorn, Legolas, and Gimli came back to the glade where Boromir had fallen. There they picked up the trail of the orcs. It needed little skill to find.
No other folk make such a trampling. It seems that they delight in slashing and bearing down anything that grows, even if it is not in their way.
But they do go at great speed for all that, and they do not tire.
Well, after them. Dwarves, too, can go swiftly, and they do not tire sooner than orcs. But it will be a long chase. They have a long start.
We will make such a chase as shall be accounted a marvel among the three kindreds, elves, dwarves, and men. Forth, the three hunters!
The three hunters!
The green smell of the grasslands of Rohan. It is much better than sleep. Let us run.
Light feet may run swiftly here, more swiftly maybe than the iron-shod orcs. Now we may have a chance to lessen their lead. Wait, stay.
What is it?
Look, there, quite plain. A hobbit's footprint. Pippin's, I think. He is smaller than Merry. And look at this.
A leaf broached from an elven cloak.
Not idly do the leaves of Lórien fall. This did not drop by chance. It was cast away as a token to any that might follow. I think Pippin must have run away from that trail on purpose.
Then at least he was alive, and he had the use of his wits and of his legs, too. That is heartening. We do not pursue in vain.
Let us hope he did not pay too dearly for his boldness. Come, let us go on.
On then they ran all that day. Now striding, now running, as if no weariness could quench the fire that burned them. But that night they rested. With the dawn, they set forth again. Still they drew no closer to the foe.
Now do I most grudge a time of rest or any halt in our chase. The orcs have run before us as if the very whips of Sauron were behind them. I fear that they have already reached the forest of Fangorn and the dark hills and are now passing into the shadows of the trees.
Is this an end to our hope and to all our toil?
To hope may be, but not to toil. We shall not turn back here.
On! Come on, you maggots! Faster!
Oh, it's all right for you, Ugluk. You're not carrying these nasty little hobbit things.
They must be carried or they'll try and escape again. We don't want them loosing themselves in that there forest. Now, come on!
What's that?
What's what?
Horses!
Yes! Look over there to the east. White skins on horses.
White skins? Who are they? I don't know. I don't know if they're friends or foes.
Silence! Now, listen, you maggots. It seems that those cursed horse boys have got wind of us. But we are the fighters. And we'll feast on horse flesh yet. Or something better. So stand and prepare to defend yourselves and the prisoners.
Why worry about the prisoners? They're a cursed nuisance anyway. Why don't we kill them now?
Orders! Kill all but not the halflings. They're to be brought back alive as quickly as possible. That's my orders.
Let's hope he sticks to them.
Now stop arguing and get ready to fight.
Look, look! They're not coming any nearer.
They will.
Right now! Put those halflings down and stand guard over them. Huh? They're not to be killed unless the filthy whiteskins break through.
Let's go.
Understand? As long as I'm alive, I want them. But they're not to cry out, and they're not to be rescued. Bind their legs.
Bind their legs?
Well, bind them!
Why don't those riders attack if they're going to? Why don't we charge through them?
You're apes and maggots, a lot of you. No good trying to charge them. You just squeal and bolt. Enough of them then to mop around.
I don't think much of this, Pippin. I suppose we ought to be glad that these beastly orcs look like being destroyed. But how will the horsemen know we're not orcs? I don't suppose they've ever heard of hobbits down here. I wonder if anyone will ever pick up my trail and find that brooch.
No, I doubt it, Pippin.
Still, you will get almost a chapter in old Bilbo's book if I ever get a chance to report to him.
Now then, none of that. Hold your tongues. No talk to one another. Any trouble and he'll hear about it. And he'll know how to pay you. Oh! Oh!
The white skins!
They're attacking!
Aren't you maggots! Stand and fight! Stand and fight!
If only we had our legs and hands free, we might get away. Perhaps I can bite through the knots. And there's no need to try, Mary. I managed to free my hands on the march. These loops are only left for show.
Well done, Pippin.
If I can just reach that orc's sword, then we can cut the rest of the ropes. Right. Now, give me your wrists. There. Now, get your legs free. We must get under cover. It would not be any comfort to us if these riders only discover we're not orcs after we're dead. Right. Can you manage?
Yes, I think so.
Though those cords have cut me like wires. Right. Come on. Run. We must get into the forest. But surely that's Fangorn. And we were warned against going there.
Yes, I have not forgotten. But the forest seems better to me than turning back into the middle of that battle.
Fearful for their young companions, Aragorn, Legolas and Gimli still pursued the orc trail. They were going slowly now. But at length they came to the summit of a smooth round hill and saw ahead and eastward the windy uplands of the Wold of Rohan.
Look. What is it? What do you see, Aragorn?
I don't know, Gimli. A shadow on the distant green, a dark, swift-moving blur. Legolas, what do your elven eyes see?
I see small figures of horsemen, many horsemen.
Riders?
Yes. There are 105 of them. Their hair is yellow and their leader is very tall. And the glint of morning on the tips of their spears is like the twinkle of minute stars beyond the edge of mortal sight. Behind them, a dark smoke rises in curling threads.
Keen are the eyes of the elves.
Shall we wait for them here, or go on our way?
We shall wait, for these riders must be men of Rohan, and they are riding back down the Orc Trail. We may get news from them.
Or spears.
I see no hobbits with them.
I did not say that we should hear good news, but evil or good, we will await it here.
What news from the north, riders of Rohan?
Who are you? And what are you doing in this land?
I am called Strider. I come out of the north. I am hunting orcs.
Indeed. You know little of orcs if you go hunting them in this fashion. Are you elvish folk?
No. One only of us is an elf, Legolas, from the woodland realm in distant Mirkwood. But we have passed through Lothlorien, and the gifts and favor of the lady go with us.
Then there is a lady in the Golden Wood, as old tales tell.
Beware, Lord. Few escape her nets, they say.
Aye. And if you have her favor, then maybe you are also net weavers and sorcerers. Why do your companions not speak?
Give me your name, horse master, and I will give you mine and more besides.
I am named Eomer, son of Eomund, and am called the third marshal of Riddermark.
Then Éomer, son of Éomund, third marshal of Riddermark. Let Gimli the dwarf, glowing son, warn you against foolish words. You speak evil of that which is fair beyond the reach of your thought, and only little witch can excuse you.
I would cut off your head, beard and all, master dwarf, if it stood but a little higher from the ground.
He stands not alone.
I can string and loose an arrow quicker than sight. You would die before your stroke fell.
Would I? Your pardon, Éomer. When you know more, you will understand why you have angered my companions. Will you not hear our tale before you strike?
I will. But first, tell me your right name.
First, tell me whom you serve. Are you friend or foe of Sauron, the Dark Lord of Mordor?
I serve only the Lord of the Mark, Théoden, King, son of Thingel. We do not serve the power of the Black Land, but neither are we yet at open war with him. Come, who are you? Whom do you serve?
I am Aragorn, son of Arathorn, and am called Elessa the Elfstone, Dunardan, the heir of Isildur, Elendil's son of Gondor. Here is the sword that was broken and is forged again. Will you aid me or thwart me? Choose swiftly.
These are strange days. Dreams and legends spring to life out of the grass. Tell me, Lord, what brings you here?
I am in great need. The orcs whom we pursue took captive two of my friends. What can you tell us?
That you need not pursue them further. The orcs are destroyed.
And our friends?
We found none but orcs.
But that is strange indeed. Did you search the slain? Were there no bodies other than those of orc kind? They would be small, only children to your eyes.
There were no children. We counted all the slain and despoiled them. And then we piled the carcasses and burned them, as is our custom. The ashes are smoking still.
We do not speak of children. Our friends were hobbits.
Hobbits? And what may they be? It's a strange name.
A strange name for a strange folk. But these were very dear to us. You may have heard them called halflings.
Halflings? My lord Éomer, let us leave these wild folk to their fancies. Halflings are only a little people in old children's tales out of the north. Time is pressing. We must hasten south.
Peace, Éowyn. Leave me a while. Assemble our people on the path and make ready to ride.
My lord.
Riders, form up on the path. Ready to ride.
I spoke warily before my men. I am abroad without King Théoden's leave. It's true that we are not yet at open war with the Black Land, and there are some close to the king's ear that speak craven counsels, but war is coming. We shall not forsake our old alliance with Gondor, and while they fight, we shall aid them. So say I, and all who hold with me.
My errand was to go with Boromir to the aid of Gondor. But Boromir has fallen.
Boromir slain?
Slain. By the orcs of Saruman, defending the halflings we have told you.
Oh, these are heavy tidings. Boromir was a worthy man. But why journeyed Aragorn and Boromir with elf and dwarf and halfling? You have not told all. Will you not now speak more fully of your errand?
The company I journeyed with had other business, but I cannot speak of that now. Gandalf the Grey was our leader.
Gandalf is known in the Mark. But I warn you, his name is no longer a password to the king's favor. Since he last came, all things have gone amiss. It was at that time that our trouble with Saruman began.
Are you now at war with him?
Yes, for many months. And it is ill dealing with such a foe. He is a wizard, both cunning and dwimmer crafty, having many guises. He walks here and there, they say, hooded and cloaked, very like to Gandalf.
That is a poor disguise, since Gandalf walks no more. He fell into the darkness in the mines of Moria.
Oh, your news is all of woe. But do I hope in vain that now you have been sent to me for a help in doubt and need?
I will come when I may.
Come now! The heir of Elendil would be a strength indeed to the sons of Eol in this evil tide.
My heart desires to come with you. But I cannot desert my friends while hope remains. If, as you will say, they were not slain and burned among the orcs, then we must search in Fangorn for them.
Very well. You may go. And what is more, I will lend you horses. This only I ask. When your quest is achieved or is proved vain, return the horses to Edoras, where Théoden sits. Thus shall you prove to him that I have not misjudged. Do not fail.
I will not fail you, Eomer. I will not fail you.
As Aragorn and his companions set out in search of Merry and Pippin, the two young hobbits were struggling through the dark and tangled forest, fighting a queer, stifling feeling that was coming over them.
The air. It's getting too thin to breathe.
Yes. It's all very dim and stuffy in here. Mm.
Look at all those weeping, trailing beards and whiskers of lichen. And most of the trees seem to be half covered with ragged, dry leaves that have never fallen.
I can't imagine any animals living here.
No. Nor hobbits. And I don't like the thought of trying to get through it, Mary. I don't like the thought of it at all.
No. It's so frightfully, tree-ish.
Mm. Well, we'd better decide on the way now. The morning must be getting on.
Look, Pippin. Light. Yellow sunlight up there, through the forest roof.
It isn't far. Let's go and investigate.